I remember the Talking, Thinking, Dancing body in its original iteration, meeting with my peers for modus operandi. I think it was late after classes on Friday nights. It allowed us students a space to think critically about the dance we were engaging with. It was an opportunity to develop a deciphering and critical perspective as young artists. As it grew, the Talking, Thinking, Dancing body became a hub where we, the community, could be together, engaging with important and sometimes uncomfortable dialogues surrounding the work we do. It became a gathering of connection and exchange where I felt immense support to speak about my own personal questions. I often left with a feeling of shift in my body, in my understandings and frameworks, in my respect for peers and how I envisioned moving through not only the milieu of dance, but society at large. April 10th, 2018. Talkbacks. On April 10th, we brought the subject of talkbacks to the room. Following the interests of my recent experiences witnessing and facilitating talkbacks, I facilitated this session while Justine scribed. I began by asking the small group this time for examples of subjectively successful talkbacks that folks had experienced as artists, facilitators, or audience members. Some of the examples ranged from lightly structured situations, audience were given feedback formats, artists asked questions, audience's questions were pre-selected, to totally casual and unstructured conversations with artists. The formality of each of these examples ranged from artist-run studio showings to main stage shows at Push Festival. The big question of the evening, which led to a sprawling, sometimes scattered, emotionally charged conversation, was the question, what is a talkback and who is it for? When I have facilitated talkbacks, I imagine them as a place where the artists and audience can meet each other, person to person, nervous system to nervous system, and process what they've just experienced together. This works better in some situations than others. During that April meeting, Sufei brought forward an analogy of how she sees power shifting in the context of talkbacks. On Manitoulin Island, unceded Wik'wemecon territory, this past fall, I'd asked Sufei and our friend Adam Kinner if they had any examples of talkbacks that had really worked for them. Sufei described that she imagines power being in the hands of the performer in the moment of the show, as the audience is contracted or has agreed to give the performers their attention in the darkness. At the moment of applause, as the audience shows their appreciation, the power equalizes. In the shift towards a talkback, the exhausted artists come back on stage and the audience, getting a mic, real or proverbial, in their hands, now holds the power. Some questions that came out of the April 11th conversations were, how can someone facilitating the talkback care for the artists in this vulnerable moment? How can that facilitator problematize or name some of the power dynamics inherent in the room? Some of the uncomfortable moments I've witnessed include audience members having the power of a microphone handed to them and taking up way too much space in an institution that isn't doing active, persistent work to address the hegemonic whiteness of its programming, staff, and audiences. This results in a trickle-down effect of problems, or a Q&A turning into quote-unquote diverse artists doing work to answer microaggressive audience questions. A constant batting away of the tide of hegemony, rather than a conversation that reveals something about an experience from any part of the participatory spectrum. One of Justine's strategies, preparation, is important here if we as facilitators are able to circumvent, by way of engagement with the artist before the talk, some of the inherent obstacles that exist in the institution. We can potentially level that dynamic field a little more. Then there are always the micro moments that have to get navigated in real time. I'm learning to do this better and better, to be able to navigate intersections of oppression in the moment of someone telling you their story, to be able to commit to the fact that things might not shift unless harmful structures which uphold numerous oppressions shift. A while back, I facilitated a talkback where the choreographer, in the vulnerable place of receiving feedback on a work in progress, reached towards power by speaking for their dancer collaborators, once on issues of personal content that had found its way into the piece, and once on issues of identity inadvertently asking the performer to educate the audience around their gender identity. In the moment that these things happened, quickly, smoothly, I looked to the dancer's body language for guidance around how I should proceed. But as quickly as the deeply palpable discomfort arose in the group, it dissolved, taken on by the dancer's time-tested ability to take whatever comes their way and deal with it, swallow it, and move on. I didn't realize how problematic the moment even was until days later. I have been in the position of dancer and been spoken for, contradicted, and silenced many times in a talkback. Yet, in that moment as a facilitator, I didn't name what was happening, slow down time, or use my role to shift how the conversation was going, relieving any pressure on the very capable and articulate, yet precariously positioned dancers. Looking back, I realize now that I went into that situation with a specific lens, that the person I was there to quote-unquote support or facilitate was the artist and their process, when in fact, the thing I'd most like to facilitate is an anti-oppressive framework which supports everyone's learning and unlearning in dancing and dance making. A brave space where tension can be engaged, where we can practice being wrong, and where power, no matter how small the perceived hierarchy, isn't misused. If we can practice being in these moments of tension and speaking to them rather than smoothing them over, I think we can find ourselves in conversations between artists and audience, that surprise us. On strategies for talkbacks. All. Begin by naming sensations in the body. Artists. Practice different ways of saying no to questions and comments. Facilitator/host. State the rules of the intention of the talk. No racism, no misogyny, only talking about what happened on stage. Institution. Host a talk back several days after the performance. Institution. Change the term from facilitate to host. How does this change the power dynamic and the exchange? Facilitator/host. Invite audience or artists to throw out single words regarding impressions and feelings. All. Set up a situation where certain information is omitted or omit all information. How can we change the relationship so that other ideas and conversations emerge? Facilitating absence. Offer destabilization as a starting point. How do we value the information we have right from the get-go? Host. Research the artist. Use the words of the artist to address inequity or problems with the work. All. Practice acknowledgement and recognition for all labor being done, pre, post, and during performance. Institution/facilitator/host. Reconsider the physical space configuration of the talkback. All. Put time between the performance and talkback. What do the artists and audience need to arrive in a space of conversation?